Be'ezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Pei Tes in Masechet Shabbos, the 151st daf in Shas. Yesterday, we covered quite a bit of ground, well into Pei Tes Amid Aleph, about 13 lines in to Pei Tes Amid Aleph, where the Gemara, we are up to, as the Gemara continues to discuss the significance, beauty, and metaphors of Kabbalah Satera. One of the biggest darshanim of the Amoraim was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And many times, when the Gemara has a Agadita, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi offers his pearls of Agada. That began already yesterday at Peiches and the Beis, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi continues in the context of Kabbalah Satera. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, B'shosh yard meishim l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu went down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Basatan v'omar l'fanav. Only then it seems that the Satan have access after Moshe Rabbeinu was there. It was a private meeting. God didn't even let Satan in it. And Satan said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Taira Heichani. Where is the Taira? Amar Loi, he said to the Satan, it's gone. Nisati al Aretz, I've sent it down to earth. Halach Eitz al Aretz, Satan goes to earth. Amar Lo Taira Heichanu, he. And he metaphorically speaks to the land and says, where is Torah? Amar Loi, the land says to him, Elokim, quoting a pasuk in Iyov, Elokim, Haven Darka, Vuhu Yadayas Mekoma, Kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who knows where it is. It's in the Yaretz, possibly, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu could find it. Halach Eitz al Yom went to the sea, Satan did. Va'amar Loi, and he said to the sea, Eini Madi. And the sea said back to Satan, Eini Madi, it's not with me. Halach Eitz al Tahom, he went to the depths under the ground. Amale, he said, Ein bi, the Torah is not by me, says the Tahom. Shenemar, as the Pasuk states, again in Iyov and Perichav Ches, Tahom Amar Lovi, it's not with me. V'yam Amar Eini Madi. And the Yam also says, it's not with me. Similarly, in another pasuk in Iyov, you put an end quote after Eini Madi, Avadon v'maves amru bazneinu, shamanu shima. Death and destruction said, we heard about it, but it's not with us. We just heard about it. Chazav ha'amal lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Satan goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, the master of the world, he says, chipasti b'chol haaretz v'lo mitzasi, I didn't find Torah. Amaloi, lech etzel ben Amram, go to the son of Amram. Halach Eitzel Meishi went to Meishi Rabbeinu Amalai Teiru Shinasan Lecha HaKadosh Baruch Eichani. Where's the Teiru that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you? Amalai Vechimani Shinasan Lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Teiru. Who am I that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the Teiru? Amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMeishi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Meishi, Meishi Badoyata. Are you a liar? I gave you the Teiru. Amalai fun of Meishi Rabbeinu responded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shalom. Chamuda gnuza yeshecha, shata mishlashe b'chol yoyim. Ani achzik toiv la'atzmi? You have the special treasure that you play with every day. And I, as a human being, are going to claim that you gave it to me? Torah is so much greater that I should say that it's mine. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'meisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Meisha Rabbein, Hoyol mi'atach atzmecha, since you made yourself small, tikra'al shmecha, the Torah will be called on your name, Shenema Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. There is an obvious lesson in this Gemara, aside from the simple pshat of Moshe Rabbeinu's humility, and that is the zchus that you and I have to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Each one based on their level and based on their effort. This theme that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achzik Tova La'atzmi, might not simply be Moshe Rabbeinu's humility, but also a statement to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is such a gift. It is so awesome. It is so beautiful. It is so special. It has what preserved not just ourselves and our daily lives and our daf yomi, but has preserved all of Klal Yisrael for thousands of generations through terrible pain and suffering and also tremendous joy. Torah is much larger than any single one of us. Achzik tova la'atzmi. It's the shtasheya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he plays with every day. And we're going to be machzik tova la'atzmenu, and we're going to say there's something special about us? No, we've been lucky to be the small kelim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. This, of course, runs well with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, "Im zachisa lomot Torah harbe." If you zochet to learn a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha. Don't say that you're something special. Ki lekach netzarta, you were created to learn Torah, but know that Torah, the Torah, is much greater than any single one of us, and even greater than any one single of the Chachmei HaMesorah, because even Moshe Rabbeinu was a nothing compared to the essence of Torah. And b'schus, that humility, to remind ourselves of Moshe Rabbeinu's attitude, it's called Teiris Moshe Avdi. The Gemara continues 5 lines into the wife. Amar Bishua ben Levi. B'shar shalom neshin l'marim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens, matzah kodesh baruch hu shayi koshir ksarim l'oisiyas, that he was tying crowns onto letters. Amar le, Moshe, ein shalom b'ircha? Is it not the custom in your place to say hello? Moshe Rabbeinu comes in kaviyachol to God's office, that's a Ravbina metaphor, and he doesn't say hello. Amalei, Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I'll tell you why. Amalei, the fun of klum yesh eved, shenois and shalom, the rabbi, I'm a eved. I'm not ro'ui to say hello to the master. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, hayilichol azreini, you should have helped me. Rashi explains that he should have said, titzlach melachtecha, you should have given me a bracha. From here you see, again, the idea of how important even a bracha from a simple person is. Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is asking Moshe Rabbeinu for a bracha. Altei berchas ke'edyet kalo beinecha. Moshe Rabbeinu immediately picked up that point. Miyad, immediately, amar lo va'akta yigdal na koach Hashem kasher tibarta. He blessed and prayed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koach should be increased. Nevesh HaChaim is, in Sha'ar Aleph, is bothered. How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power can increase or decrease? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent. Obviously, this question is philosophically very, very profound. However, the Nevesh HaChaim's point is a very, very important point. Nevesh HaChaim suggests that when we talk about the koach of Hashem, that means the manifestation of God's holiness and His closeness to us in this world. Hence the tefillah yigdal na koach Hashem. As the pasuk says, tzur yuletcha teshi, that we could chas v'chalila weaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu or strengthen Him. I heard from Rav Tzvi Foyer that this is the explanation of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Tiku lefonai shofros, blow in front of me a shofar, kedei shetam lichuni aleichem, in order that I become a melech on top of you. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need us for him to coronate him? And the answer is yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does need us for him to coronate, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation, his glory in this world, is dependent on us. Hence, the possibility, the viability, philosophically, of the expression Yigdal no Koach Hashem. The next Gemara has Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi address the tragedy of Moshe Rabbeinu's quote-unquote late return and Klal Yisrael entering the demise of the Egel Azov. How did this come about? V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, Ma'idichsi v'yara'om kiboshesh Moshe. The nation saw that literally Moshe was ashamed to come, but it means, clearly means in the context of the pasuk that Moshe was late. Al tikri boshesh. Why did it say boshesh? Ela boushesh. But rather it had to do with the coming of six. Now, to understand the next few lines of the Gemara, we're going to learn hand in hand with our great Rebbe Rashi. B'shar shalom Moshe l'marim, continues the Gemara, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens, Amar lehen li Yisrael, he said to Klal Yisrael, L'sarf arboim yom b'tchilas sheish aniba. At the end of 40 days, in the beginning of the sixth hour, I will return. Rashi explains, let's do it inside, Kishala Moshe lahar, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, Amar lehen, he said to Klal Yisrael, L'sarf mem yom aniba b'toch sheish shos. I will come at the end of 40 days, within the first 6 hours. Here's where the calamity began. Haim Svurim, Klal Yisrael thought Sheosa Yom Shalom Bo Min HaMinyan was included in the 40. So the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up was, they thought, supposed to be included. But Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Mem Yom Shleimim, Yom V'layla Imo. It needed to be 40 complete days. Hence, V'yom Alilaso, Ein Layla Imo. And the day he went up, the night is not with it either. Sherei B'zayin Sivan Ola. He went up on the 7th of Sivan. Nimtza, Yomem B'yud Zayin B'tamuz Hava. That really, the appropriate day for him to come down, if you count 40 days from Ches Sivan, so then we'll come out Shivasa B'tamuz. B'yud Vav, but on the 15th, not the 17th, but on the 15th of Tammuz, they're already itching. Ba Satan, the Irbe Vesa'olam, the Satan came and he confused the entire world. Notice, didn't only confuse Klal Yisrael. The entire world, continues Rashi. The Hera, and he showed Mus Choshech Va'Fela. He showed a dark cloud. Mus Anan Va'Rafel V'Vuvya Lomar Vade Mos Moshe. As a sign that Moshe died, Shere Bo Kvar Shech V'Lo Ba. Because it appeared to be the day that he was supposed to arrive and he hadn't come. Hence, when the Gemara says, Bo Shech, Bo Ushech, that there was a calculation that was misunderstood about the sixth hour. So let's go back into the Gemara. The Sof Mem Yom Bo Satan V'Yer V'Sa'olav Amalem Moshe Rabchem Heichan Haru. The Satan came along and said, where is Moshe your master? Amrulo, Klaisol said to him, Almaram. Amalem Bo Shech. 6 hours has come and he hasn't arrived. V'Loshkichulav, they didn't pay attention to him. Meis V'Loshkichulav, they still didn't listen to him. Heruland Musmitaso, when he showed Klal Yisrael, when the Satan showed Klal Yisrael a false image of his Moshe Rabbeinu on a deathbed, or at least the shape of his bed, it's not clear if it was a deathbed itself or a bed, then V'Hayinu D'Karmelei La'aron, they pointed to it when they said, Kizeh Moshe Ish, they thought that unfortunately was the final proof that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming down. There were Rabbanan that said to Rav Kahana, Misha Mirlecha, did you hear an explanation for the expression "My Har Sinai"? What Har Sinai means? Amalei Har Shenasu Bo Nisim LiYisrael, the mountain where miracles were done for Klal Yisrael, asks the Rabbanan, Har Nisai Mi Bo Eleit Shuv, said Har Nisai, not Har Sinai, El Har Shenasu Simin Tov LiYisrael. The mountain Sinai stands for Simin Tov. Har Simni Mi Bo Eleit, should say Siminoi. Amalei My Taima Lo Shichaches Kamedur Rav Papa Rav Huna Breidur Rav Yoshua. They asked Rav Kahana, why don't we see you around Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bre Yeshua? That they look in to Agadata. And they said, Rav Chiz Rabbah Bre Rav Huna Darmi Tarvayu, both of them said, My Har Sinai, what is the meaning of Har Sinai? Har Sheyorda Sina La'akum Olav. It stands Sinai from the word Sina, that Sina came down to the Gentiles on it. Now here, Rashi gives a different pshat than many often use for the explanation of this line of the Gemara. Rashi says that Sina came down to Akum because they weren't Mekabel Torah, ki'ilu there was a Sina that was given towards the Gentiles. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Sina to them. Most often, the explanation one hears is that the Gentiles were jealous of Klal Yisrael. From the simple reading of Rashi, sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at the Gentiles, hates the Gentiles. That's a simple reading. On the other hand, maybe one could even squeeze into Rashi that the Gentiles began to hate the Jews because of their jealousy that they had accomplished what Kabbalah HaTorah demands in Nasa V'Nishma, which the Gentiles weren't able to do. There are five names that are given to our Sinai. Number one, it's called Midbar Tzin. What does that stand for? It stands for the word Tzivoy, and it's Tavli Yisrael Alav, that Klal Yisrael was commanded mitzvahs there. Midbar Kadesh, it's called Kadesh Eskadri Yisrael Alav, that Klal Yisrael attained Kedusha there. Midmar Kidemos, Shenasna Keduma Alav, because the most important thing, the thing that preceded everything, Torah preceded everything, was given on it. Midbar Paran, it's referred to as Midbar Paran, Sheparu V'Ravo Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael increased over there. Rashi explains that after the pasuk tells us Shavu Lachem Lo Aleichem, each one, every woman was blessed with a male son. Rashi says he's not sure where there was any precedent for this assumption of the Gemara, that Shvu Lachem Aleichem means that every mother had a male son. Rashi concludes on the second line, after he gives us Pshat V'lo Yudana Heichon Remiza, he doesn't know where there's a reference to this. And finally, as we said before, top line on Peites Amid Beis, Midbar Sinai Shiyarda Sinah La'akum Alav, that Sinah went down, again, two explanations, of against the Gentiles, or that Gentiles developed Sinah. Umash Shmo, and what is its primary name? Chorev Shmo. Its primary name, Har Sinai, is Chorev Pligad Rabbi Avodam Revo Har Sinai Shmo. It's really, the primary name is Har Sinai V'lam Nikra Har Chorev Shiyar Dechur V'la'achum Alav, because destruction came down to the Ovdei Kochavim with it. So it's a machlokas over here, what the primary name of the mountain that we receive the Torah on, is it Chorev or is it Har Sinai? Our Gemara continues by referring back to Halacha in our Mishnah on Pei Vav Amid Aleph. We go all the way back to Pei Vav Amid Aleph and we pick up analyzing the Mishnah. The last topic that the Mishnah we're up to is discussing is that we used to tie a red band on top of the Seir HaMishtaleach. And the Mishnah says, Minayin, let's look back at the Mishnah, because the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Mishnah. Pei Vav Amid Aleph, six lines into Mishnah. Minayin Shekoshen Loshen Shel Zahoris, Berosh Seir Mishtaleach. How do we know that we tie this red band? Shneimar, as the Pasuk Yishayahu says, Miuchatechem Kashanim, Kashelik Yalbinu. If your sins will be a crimson red, then I will clean them like snow. The Gemara asks, the expression is Kashanim, red in the plural. Kashanim, kashanim iboile. Why does it say it in the plural? It should say it in the singular. Amar Yitzchak talk. Amar Lema Kol Shbaruch Yisrael. Kol Shbaruch said to Klal Yisrael, Im yuchateichem kashanim halalu shesduros ubos misheshes yirei habereshes. If your sins will be like the number of years of the world. In other words, it doesn't only mean red, but it also is referring to the amount of years of the world. Va'ad achshav, until now, kashel yalbinu, I'll still clean it to make it white. Marsha adds that the reason why we specifically want to equate it to years is that the power of tshuva is that it could whiten and clean the averos of all of the years of since Brias Ha'ola. The Gemara continues, Darish Rava darshind the pasuk, May dichsiv l'chu na v'nivachicha yomer Hashem. As we continued, im yuchateichem kashonim kashel yalbinu. The Gemara asks, what is the meaning l'chuna? Bo na mi boile. It shouldn't say l'chuna, go, it should say come. Come to this vikuach, to this fight, to show you the power of tshuva. And another kasha, yomar Hashem, Hashem will say, amar Hashem mi boile. The Nevuah was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the meaning? In the future, go to your forefathers. And they will rebuke you. And they will say in front of you, Ribono Shalom, Eitzel Mi Nelech. Klal Yisrael will say, where should we go? Eitzel Avram to Avram? Shamar Telo, that you said to me, Yodea Teida, V'lo bikesh rachmim aleinu. This is a very powerful Gemara. Klal Yisrael says, you informed Avram Avinu, Yodea teida ki ger yez aracha be'eretz aluhem, and Avram Avinu didn't beg for mercy. So we don't feel comfortable going to him for rebuke. So where should we go to Yitzchak? Etzel Yitzchak, Shibirach es Esav. Yitzchak is the one who blessed Esav. Ayah kasher tarid. That when Klal Yisrael goes down, v'lo bikesh rachamim aleinu, and he didn't ask for mercy of us when we go down, that Esav will go on top. Eitzel Yaakov, shamarta lo, anochi eirini mach mitzrayma, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, don't worry, I'll go down with you, v'lo bikesh rachamim aleinu, and Yaakov didn't ask for mercy for his descendants, eitzel mi nelech achshav, who should we go? Yomer Hashem, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu say,
Amalein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hol Tilisem Atzmachem Bi, since you were willing to depend on me, you weren't afraid to face me on the Yom HaTochacha, Im Yuchatachem Kashanim Kashelig Yalbinu. Our only trust is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even higher than the trust in the Avos. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachman Ram Yosef Miyad. May Dichsiv, excuse me. What does the Pasuk mean, Yisheo, Ke'at Avinu? That you are our father. Ke'avram lo yidanu. Avram didn't know us. V'Yisrael lo yikirinu. Ato Hashem Avinu galenu me'olam shemecha. Repeating this theme that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Redeemer and no one else. Lo asid yavo yavo yomer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram. In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu will say to Avram, "Banechu chatili, your children sin to me." Amar lefanu Rabban Shem, "Yimchu akdusha shemecha." He'll say, "You know what? They have to be destroyed." Amar emel eli Yaakov, tavlei tzar gidol banim. Maybe Yaakov will have more mercy because he had the pain of raising children. Efshe debari rachmei le, maybe he'll have mercy on them. Amar le banechu chatu. He said to him, "Your children." He said to Yaakov, "Your children sin." Amar lefanu Rabban Shem, "Yimchu akdusha shemecha." Again, Amar. Lo b'savi, not in the grandfather time of lo b'dar diki etza, not in the little one Yaakov Avinu, did he find an etza to salve and protect Klal Yisrael. Amar lo li Yitzchak banecha chatuli. So he said to Yitzchak, your sons have sinned to me. Amar lo fan Rabbi Yishlan, b'ni banai v'lo banecha. Are they my children, not yours? You HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak becomes our defendant. You HaKadosh Baruch Hu are their father as well. You should also have rachmanis on them. When they did the right thing and they said nasa before nishma, karaslam, you called on them. Bini bechori, they are your firstborn, your dearest. Achsha banai v'lo banecha. Now you say they are my children. Yitzchak says and not your children. V'od kama chatu kama shnosa shel adam shim shana. How much do they actually sin? The average person lives 70 years. Dal esrin delo anasha. First 20 years, they don't get onish. So you're left with 50. Dal chafel delelusa. Take away the 25, half of it, of the years are spent through the nights. In other words, either sleeping, maybe also he was assuming they were learning. Pashul chafe, that you have 25 years. Dal, take away, tartisri upalgi, another 12 and a half years. Ditseli. They're involved in tefillah and mechel is eating and going to the bathroom. So then you left. Only 12 and a half years of sin. So that's not so much. Judge them on their majority. Now I have 12 and a half years left, continues Yitzchak arguing. If you're able to be sovel all, then mut of good. And if not, then let's divide it. Let's divide it that I'll take half of the sins and you take half of them. V'imtim tzalomar shekula malai. And if you're going to say all of them should fall on me, so then I have a good argument. Ha'krevis nafshi kamach. I gave my life to you. Pasuk v'amar ki ato avinu. And that's why the pasuk says ki ato avinu, that you are our father, specifically in regards to Yitzchak. Amalehem Yitzchak, and Yitzchak responded to Klai, so Achetem Mikhausen Li. In other words, Yitzchak all starts, and our Gemara is all starting with the deal in the Pasuk Yishayo, Samach Gimel, that it says that Avram is not our, we don't know in Yisrael. However, Yitzchak we do now. Says Yitzchak, yes, you were saying to me Ato Avinu, Achetem Mikhausen Li, Kosla HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't praise me, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umachiluhu, Yitzchak Hakadosh Baruch Hu beinayo, and he pointed to Ilu Kaviyachol. He showed them where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is until they continued Miyad Nasu Einim Lamarim VaOmrim, and that's why they continue saying, as the pasuk says in Yeshayo, Ato Hashem Avinu Galenu Meolam Shemecha. Reb Chiya Bar Abba Reb Yochan Ro Hay Yaakov Avinu Loyred Mitzrayim B'Shal Shlosh Shel Barzel. Really, Yaakov Avinu could have just as well gone down to Mitzrayim in chains. El shez chus garmelo, but he had his chus. The chesiv as the pasuk in Hosea says, "Bechavlo yadom am shechem bavasos avav veyelhem kimrime all alichayim ve'at or ve'at elav achil." The beginning of the pasuk describes that I should have taken Yaakov Avinu down in chains,
However, I helped him that the oak on his neck, and that I made the oak easier for him to go down to Mitzrayim. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Agadita from Daf Pei Tes, and we now, Bezer Hashem, go on to the Halacha section. Bezer Hashem, our Halacha topic from Daf Pei Tes and Masechet Shabbos is the subject of saying Shalom Aleichem to one's Rebbe. It emerges from our Gemara, as the Beis Yosef points out in Simen Reish Mem Beis in Yoredeya, Siv Tes Zayin, that our Gemara has a fascinating encounter between Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, when he comes up to Shamayim, he says to Moshe, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tying the crowns onto the letters of the Torah, why did you not say hello to me? And Moshe Rabbeinu defends himself. Does an Eved say hello to his master? Points out to Beis Yosef that this is synonymous with the rule of the Gemara in Brachos on Chav Zayin HaMebeis that says that someone is not supposed to give, say hello to his Rebbe. Hanosen Shalom Rabo, V'amachzir Shalom Rabo Gorm L'shchina Shetestalik L'Yisrael. Rashi explains that it's not that he can't say Shalom, but he can't say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. In other words, the only appropriate expression, I might have misspoken, is to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. He cannot just simply say Shalom Alecha. However, Rabbeinu Yonah has a different Havana. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be closer to Moshe Rabbeinu in our sugya. Rabbeinu Yonah says that one is not allowed to say anything. According to Rashi, you could say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, just not to say Shalom Aleichem like everybody else. However, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, part of the showing of Kavod is not to greet him as a co-equal at all. So our Gemara is at first glance, if you take the Agadot as a raya in Hilchos Kvod Rabo, so then that would be a raya that one should not even greet one's Rebbe at all. It would be a sign as if you're greeting him as an equal. To defend the position of Rashi, we could point out that the Gemara had Moshe Rabbeinu saying Eved Lefnei Rabo and not Talmid Lefnei Rabo. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Yonah does bring this as a raya. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in this machlokas. Lo yitin shom l'rabo v'la yachzir lo shom k'derech shar om, ela shoch socha l'fadim, he should bow in front of him, v'omer lo b'yira uvekavod, shom alecha l'rebi, he should say, shalom alecha Rebbe. Ah, so this is the opinion of Rashi. However, the Ramah quotes the position that we had of Rabbeinu Yonah with the Yerushalmi that supports us. V'yesharman de'en l'tam en l'shol b'shalom rabo klal. And some say he shouldn't say shalom to his Rebbe at all. The God quotes this Yerushalmi also. And he makes reference to our Gemara. So we have a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah in Reish Membeis Sifte Zayin, what is supposed to be done. Some poskim have therefore raised the viability of sending mishloach manos to one's Rebbe. Both in the Shas Uchuvas Yehuda Yala and Arachayim Simen Reish Dalid, quote is discussing this, as well as the Sefer Beis Sha'arim in Arachayim Simen Shin Pei Aleph, pointing out that mishloach manos is a present that is being sent ish lireyeu. Yehuda Yala has a fascinating pilpul in our Gemara where he develops that since Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Shalom Bifanov is less of a zilzul, he claims, than Bifanov, and Mishloach Manos, it would be better to send it Shalom Bifanov than Lefanov Mamish. His pilpul, I don't find that convincing, as quoted by some of the Svarim, and ultimately he's Matir Mishloach Manos at least Shalom Bifanov, even though Mishloach Manos is Ish Lireyehu. Ultimately, the svar of the Beis Sha'arim is quite compelling, and that is that the Isra of She'elah Shalom is really, as the opinion of the Ramah says, a way of creating a
co-equal. Mishloach manos, ish l'reyeu, doesn't necessarily mean that man to his fellow friend, that he's a friend that he considers him a co-equal to be makdim shalom, and I am not aware of the minig in Klal Yisrael to be machmir, as Zulzul quote harav, even though the Ramah over here seems to say that saying hello to one's Rebbe, even Shalom Alecha Rebbe, would be problematic. I am not aware of anyone who is machbid about this, but our sensitivity to the kavod of our Rabbeim, the Chachmei HaMesorah, who represent the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, we have to be mechazik ourselves to do it with and relate to them with the utmost sincerity and respect. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha section from Daf Peites.